Let's start this meeting. Welcome to the Land Use Authority meeting for November 19th, 2025. Item one on the agenda is the approval of the agenda.
This is Commissioner Mitchell. I approve the agenda for tonight's meeting, November 19th.
Commissioner Davis seconds.
I have a first by Commissioner Mitchell, second by Commissioner Davis. All in favor?
Aye.
Approval of the minutes from the November 5th. It says 19th, but it should be the November 5th meeting.
Commissioner Tupo, I make a motion to approve the minutes from November 5th, 2025.
This is Commissioner Mitchell. I second.
I have a first by Commissioner Tupo, second by Commissioner Mitchell. All in favor?
Aye.
Item three is the Land Use Authority minutes or dates for 2026. It'll be the same every other, the first and third Wednesdays after Planning Commission. So I'll look for a motion.
Davis makes a motion to approve the proposed 2026 Land Use Authority meeting schedule.
This is Commissioner Mitchell. I second.
I have a first and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Item four, declaration of abstentions and conflicts. Does anyone have any with tonight's? Okay. Item five is a preliminary plat approval for Altamira, at Salente Village 2, Phase 1 subdivision located approximately West Salente Parkway. I'm having a hard time tonight. I'll turn this over to Elton. I know who it is. Oh, sorry. Sebastian.
All right. Good evening and thank you. The applicant is requesting approval of a preliminary plat for the Altamira at Salente Village 2, Phase 1 subdivision, located at approximately Salente Parkway and Colima Road. This particular subdivision is proposing 53 lots on approximately 15 acres of land. The residential lots will consist of 43 single-family units, with lots ranging in size from 4,500 square feet to 6,400 square feet, 10 townhome units on the northern edge of the project, and also one lot, which is number 101 on the pre-plat. That's the existing sales center, which I believe will be converted to a house, if I'm not mistaken. No, not. It'll just remain a sales center. Ah, okay. Thank you for the correction. Yes. And I may add also that the density is 3.53 units an acre. The current zoning designation at this location is PCD, with PCD to the north, south, east, and west. The proposed subdivision conforms to the approved zoning, and the request meets the subdivision requirements and other city ordinances as it relates to this location. Staff has reviewed the request and recommends the Land Use Authority approve the preliminary plat for the Altamira at Salente Village 2, Phase 1 subdivision based on the findings in this report. That concludes staff report, and I'm happy to answer any questions at this time.
Commissioner Davis, just a question, and this is probably just for my background since haven't been here all that long either, is that with this PCD, when it was approved, I'm not sure when this thing came into existence, but I did notice that there aren't any interim requirements for the completion of amenities in the write-up. I'm assuming that's because it's part of the broader project. Just want to validate that.
Yeah, Craig Coates with Alliance Consulting. Yeah, so there's no like specific, there are some amenities, like in the first phase, they're working on the current clubhouse for that phase that was already built to the east. This one, they're gonna do a pool. You can see the amenity parcel up there. And then as you, and you haven't seen it yet, but as you go west, there'll be some parks, and there's another two pools that are planned for those communities as you go across, and a future park on the very northwest corner of Village 2 is kind of the proposed plan for the master, and they're in the master plan.
They're in the okay.
Yeah, so not all these pools are in the master plan, but like the main parks in the master plan, and some of those are part of the master plan
community. Got it. So there aren't any interim hooks here.
No, nope.
as far as what we're looking at,
they put them in as the development comes, just little by little, and then I mean they want them for their residents. As soon as they know they have to sell these lots, they have to have an amenity to to move forward with them, so.
Makes sense.
While you're here, is this, I know, I'm not sure, I haven't been over there, but wasn't there like trailheads that were supposed to be, are they still in, or they're putting them in on the, it'll be on the north?
Yeah, so that.
Northwest side?
There's three trailheads in the whole master development. They're all on the Grapevine Trailhead was built already. The Dino Cliffs Trailheads up into the east, northeast of Solente, so that'll come at a later date. And then there's the Milky Trailhead, which is clear to the northwest. So, and there's still the access, as you can see the, on the left there, there's an existing roadway that's there, that's staying in place for this first phase. Currently, the well water line is in that road right now. The next phase will relocate that well water line to Solente Parkway on the east and north. And then the Solente Parkway will connect over to that roadway. So the existing dirt roads are staying in place with this phase.
But those trailheads will be improved like the Grapevine Trailhead will be.
Yes.
Basically, another amenity that will they've done and gone above and beyond to help with.
And those those amenities are not. I want to be clear. Each trailhead isn't the same. The Grapevine's like the Cadillac, and then the Dino will be a smaller one, and Mill Creek will be like a middle one, kind of size wise. So, just so everyone's aware, they're not all the same type of trailhead. Grapevine's a big trailhead that has a lot of.
What year of a Cadillac are you referring to?
I'm going to say the one that I don't know.
Okay. Not so, an old Cadillac, right?
Oh, wait. I shouldn't have said Cadillac. Should I say, like, Maserati? I don't know. I don't know cars that well. So.
The Cadillac, no land. The Cadillac version has horse access.
Yeah. So.
Well, they should all have it, right?
Yeah. Got any other questions?
Those trailheads will be public as well. Just want to reiterate that.
Yeah. Good comment.
This is Commissioner Uhr. I have a couple questions, and again, new guy, so
I'm here to answer
questions. Yeah, I was up there a week ago, kind of walking around, and it seems like there's a lot of gullies and big rocks, and a lot going with the storm water drainage. And I was curious how much grade is going to be needed to manage that.
Yeah, so those are great questions. So if you'll see what's currently up there, Elton, can you zoom down a little bit? There's already an existing detention pond that's built on the very south end of the project. You can see it there kind of hatched next to the entrance to the left. So that's the first detention pond. Half of that is built already that we built as part of the entrance originally that handles that storm water. Now the big gullies, I think you're talking to the east. Those, there's two other detention ponds to the east that manage that. They're big holes. They're kind of behind walls.
Oh, that's what I was wondering. Yeah. And is this detention pond just for this phase, or is it for future phases?
No, there's detention along all of Washington Parkway. And if you refer back to the master plan, they're already allocated. There's nine, I think, total. And then there's a drainage conveyance that gets through the site that brings the drainage to it and then conveys it and then discharges it later.
And if that was to be overwhelmed, do you know where the discharge goes?
So they're all designed for the 100-year storm event, and then they discharge into the existing city storm drain system that's already in place. So,
And then I just have a couple other questions. One is the sales center. Do you have a sense for how long the sales center is going to be there?
It'll be there until every house lot is sold.
Okay.
Up there. Like, it's going to be there a long time for the life of the project, and then at some point they'll decide what they do with it and have to come and deal with it. But it was built and it was never put on a lot, and we're like, we should put it on a lot and make it a real lot as far as, because it's already built.
Okay.
So half that road's built of Kalima Drive off of it in front of the sales center.
I noticed that. And then just one last question for me, and maybe it's for Attorney Segmiller. It sounds like this land is still owned by CITLA, and I was just curious, like, when it's that situation, are there any kind of legal issues with that, or is it just, it's okay because it's CITLA until the transfer happens?
You want me to explain what?
You can, or I can.
I'll do mine and you can give the legal answer. Okay. So it's owned by CITLA, but they have a development lease with CITLA to develop the land.
Okay.
And so with that, they get the right to develop it, and then when they plat these, then CITLA gets their check for their portion of the property and the developer gets their check. So it's kind of like a partnership.
And is the land ultimately conveyed, the ownership of it?
Yeah, so currently there's no patent on the land. There's no legal patent on the land because it's owned by the state of Utah, which is CITLA. And so when we create these parcels and these plats, then they make an actual patent for the land.
Okay.
And then it turns into a legal lot that then they can sell. And then these lots are actually owned by the group, and then they sell them and split off the profits for it.
So administratively, the city will allow owners to make applications for their property. Reality, though, is many owners have consultants, either builders or developers or engineers, who they pay to manage their land use process. And so the city will allow, if the owner has signed a document consenting to somebody else to act as their agent to do so. And so with CITLA properties, we categorize them in that category, which is common category. We occasionally get an owner build, owners doing everything themselves, but the most common one is staff verifies that there's a consent from the owner that allows applications to be applied for that owner's land or plans, etc. And so it's very common for the city to have someone that's representing the owner, and we will administer to make sure that there's proof within the file that the owner has consented to these things.
Thank you.
Okay. Anything else?
I think we're good. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
I can't remember if I opened up the public hearing on this. All right. I'll open the public hearing portion of this. If there's anyone that would like to speak to it. Okay. I will close the public hearing portion of this. And if you guys have no more questions, we'll look for a motion.
This is Commissioner Davis. I'll make a motion to approve the preliminary plat for the Altamira at Solente Village 2 Phase 1 subdivision located approximately West Solente Parkway, subject to conditions and findings in the staff report.
This is Commissioner Mitchell. I second.
I have first by Commissioner Davis and a second by Commissioner Mitchell. Individual voting, Commissioner Davis.
Aye.
Commissioner Anderson.
Aye.
Commissioner Mitchell.
Aye.
Commissioner Tupou.
Aye.
Commissioner Bullock, I'm an aye as well. It passes. Item. Is that it?
This is Commissioner Tupou. I make a motion to adjourn.
Commissioner Mitchell, second.
I have a first and a second to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
Meeting adjourned.